The Cyclones have been beaten by 38 runs by New Zealand at the Harare Sports Cup this afternoon to surrender the 3 ODI series 2-1. The Zimbabweans batted first and set up a target of 235 from their allotted 50 overs, which the Black Caps easily overhauled after a score of 273-4. Fans were expecting more of the Cyclones, considering the fact that the Zimbabweans had won the first ODI. Now to football. Kibuku Super Cup action rode into life this afternoon with a game at Rufaro Stadium between Harare City and Buffaloes. In the end, it was last season's runners-up Harare City who sailed through to the quarterfinals after a 4-1 spanking of the Zimbabwe National Army side. Action continues tomorrow, but the peak of the crop is on Sunday when Highlanders are away to neighbors, our mine. Ironically, the match is at Babatunde Stadium, where the two teams share the same venue. However, the chairman of Highlanders Supporters Association Harare Chapter, Modem Gwenya, says our mine are in trouble.
Our mine is in trouble. You see, there will be the sacrificial lamb in this competition.
Gwenya mockingly says their neighbors are small boys. That will not trouble his beloved motto.
See, we didn't want to face the big guns from the first round, so we wanted to face the smaller teams so that we could progress and we add value to the competition.
The other interesting fixture is one at the National Sports Stadium, also on Sunday, between Caps United and FC Kariba. Caps United spokesperson Joyce Kapote believes the Green Machine are on their way to the Chibuku Super Cup title. The other matches in the Chibuku Super Cup are as follows. Chicken Inn vs. Wange, FC Platinum vs. Longo, Yafungu vs. Clem Lily, Dynamos vs. Wawa. That is Saturday. Sunday, Triangle play host to Choloto Pirates. Domain Mapes at FC Platinum are the defending champions. The winners of the Chibuku Super Cup qualify to represent Zimbabwe in the CAF Confederations Cup. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.